In all the talk about great divides in the world, this one might not seem earth-shattering, but the jagged line between middle-aged and old can sometimes feel that way. Paula Dunning knows of what I speak.
The first time it happened, I nodded thanks and sat down, not giving it much of a thought. The second time I said thank you with some hesitation. The third time thank you was not what came to mind. Screw you was more like it. The fact is, I enjoy the rolling and lurching of the subway. I'm not in the city often, and it gives me a pleasant sense of competence to brace my legs for a sudden stop. But the young man was showing a courtesy I'm pleased to see extended to others, so I nodded politely and took the seat he offered, feeling that I'd crossed some invisible threshold and entered a room I'd rather not be in. I first peered into that room a decade ago, when ticket sellers and store clerks began raising their eyebrows, looking sideways, and asking in hushed tones, "Would that be with the senior discount?" "No," I insisted, "not quite yet," and for a few years I colored my hair. It didn't help much, and gradually the incentives became irresistible. Seniors' days at the bulk food store, cheap theater tickets, a whopping 10% off a new clothes dryer. Then one day Zoomer began arriving, unsolicited, in my mailbox, the monthly magazine for Canadian retirees featuring stories of fit 70-year-old hikers and bikers who look 47. My university alumni magazine now lists more of my classmates under the deceased heading than under accomplishments. Most of us are apparently hovering somewhere in between and not worthy of mention. The latest issue sits on my coffee table, discreetly covering an invitation, also unsolicited, to prearrange my funeral as a final and lasting gift to my children. How exactly does one wrap such a gift? In foil, like a fine chocolate? Has Hallmark created the accompanying card? To my daughter, on the occasion of my impending demise. Don't rush me. That's what I said a few years ago when one of my friends, a forward-looking woman with an eye to detail, hosted a gathering she called Death by Chocolate. She served decadent chocolate desserts while the invited guests, all of whom had known each other for 30 years and counting, discussed how we would like to dispose of our bodies and how we would like our friends and families to mark the end of our lives. Between bouts of humor as dark as the chocolate, we collectively dipped our toes into the river Styx. For corpse disposal, cremation took first place, though as a group of purported environmentalists, we grappled with the energy consumption involved. Cursory research suggests a single cremation is worth a couple of months of moderate energy consumption for the average household, though we're not inclined to turn down the lights in advance, never knowing when the final bill might come due. Several members of the group preferred burial in a cardboard coffin. Let the worms do their thing. Sadly, my own beloved's choice, a funeral pyre, is prohibited by local ordinance. As for a ceremonial event, preferences ranged from a hot dog roast to a traditional Protestant service. I'm still in denial, still peering into that room from the outside, which is why I cursed silently as I took the proffered subway seat, casually ran my fingers through my thinning white locks, and assumed an insouciant air. No one noticed. And that's another reason to stay on this side of the threshold for as long as possible. I'd like to be noticed. Not as an old lady in need of a seat, but as a person of worth, a person with a contribution to make, a person who can still choose which rooms to enter. The word from across the threshold of old age is that newcomers receive a personal disappearing cloak and eventually become transparent shades in preparation for their descent into the underworld. When they do venture back to this side for family dinners or to pick up their dry cleaning, only the most perceptive can see them. After a while, they stop returning. I'm not in total denial, of course. Hovering on the brink of 70, it's hard to be. I know it would be wise to prearrange and take that responsibility away from my children, though in recognition of the inevitable and given the choice, I suspect they would rather have me clean out the basement. But before I spend another day in the city, I'm going to practice saying, thanks, but I'd rather stand. For the Sunday edition, this is Paula Dunning in Echo Bay, Ontario.